What's up and welcome back to Bar Down Blackhawk Talk, episode number 17, presented by the Barroom Network. My name is Vinny Parisi, and as you can see, I'm not joined by my co-host, Joey Parisi. Joe, I hope you're having fun in Michigan. Everyone misses you. Drinking some great tasting, less fillings, doing a little fishing. He sent me Snapchats last night of him fishing at 1 in the morning our time, which would make it 2 in the morning their time. Just complete weirdos out there fishing that late at night. But hey, it's fun. They're having a good time. Me and Joey knew that this was such a big week for hockey that even though he was going to be gone, we wanted to have a show because the Seattle Kraken are making their picks tomorrow. They're going to draft their expansion team. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. They're going to take one player from every team pending trades from every team except for the Vegas Golden Knights. Joey and I went through. We discussed the unprotected lists for certain teams, the teams we care about most. We discussed interesting players from random teams that were like a little surprised that were left unprotected, players that were protected that we were a little surprised about. And then we went through and did our own little mock Seattle Kraken expansion draft. So it was a lot of fun. My team is way better than his. I'm sure you'll all agree with me after hearing our picks. And without further ado, Vinny and Joey's mock Seattle Kraken expansion draft plus discussion. And welcome to the Seattle Kraken edition of Bar Down Blackhawk Talk. The expansion lists are out. What do you think?
Some crazy stuff. Some crazy stuff. A lot of names that I didn't expect because you see the list of the people who are available to be taken. And I wasn't expecting to see guys like Tuukka Rask on there or Alex Ovechkin, Gabe Landeskog. Like, there's some big names. And, yeah, it's just drafting the rights, but you never know if Seattle feels like they can draft a player like that and then sign him. Like, this team could actually be pretty decent.
Yeah, so I actually don't think they're going to go any of those. Like, the big ones that are just free agents that they might lose. Like, if Rask wants to re-sign with the Bruins on July 30th, he can, even if Seattle selects him. So I really don't think they're going to go that way. But I do think they're going to take some of the bigger names that have been unprotected that are currently on contract, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
We could go over some notable names really quick that came out. For those who don't know, the lists came out on Sunday. They were submitted on Saturday, and they were released to the general public on Sunday. So here we are today going over them. We could go from the goalie out. A couple goalies that stick out: Braden Holtby, Carey Price, Jonathan Quick, Ben Bishop, Chris Driedger. What do you think? I mean, you don't have to give your prediction yet of who they're going to take, but I mean, what are your thoughts on teams exposing these big money goalies like that?
Yeah, obviously the big one, you know, for that we talked about is Carey Price, and I mean, it's hard to build a team when you're paying a goalie a lot of money. So I don't think Seattle's going to necessarily have money issues off the bat. So maybe taking a highly skilled goalie who makes a lot like that could be good for them, and maybe that's the route they'll go, but you can't really blame some of these teams. Like, they're almost hoping that, like, I would say Montreal, it's kind of like they're probably indifferent if they take Carey Price because they can look at the benefits either way. Like, if they take Price, then, okay, we just freed up $10.5 million or whatever he makes. And then if they don't take Price, like, okay, we still got our guy. So, I don't know, very interesting.
Yeah, and Montreal protected Jake Allen. Mm-hmm. Who probably would have been taken had he been exposed. So if Seattle doesn't want to take on Carey Price's $10.5 million cap hit, now all of a sudden Montreal has both of their goalies and they kind of like loopholed the system in a way. So I think it was smart. What about defensemen? I have, you know, notable defensemen, Kevin Shattenkirk, Mark Giordano, Jake Gardner, Nikita Zadorov of the Blackhawks, of course. Will Butcher, PK Subban, Vince Dunn is a very notable one for me. I think he's great. It's weird seeing some of these defensemen. A lot of them are either UFA or RFAs or on the older side, or, you know, there are flaws with all of them, but
I think that no matter what, they're going to be able to put a very good NHL six defenseman on the ice. So I think they're set up nicely in terms of defense and goalie. I really do.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And then you get to the forwards, and there are so many to choose from. Mm-hmm. I mean, Vladimir Tarasenko, Yanni Gord, Tyler Johnson, Jonathan Drouin, Matthew Shane, Ryan Johansson. We're going to get into more forwards that could be taken. Getzlaff, Henrique. I mean, this is going to be an awesome team. And I'm looking at these lists, and it's just crazy to me seeing some of these teams looking more at their financials than what the product on the ice might be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another big thing. Like, building a team, and like, we're going to do this here, and we don't necessarily have like the whole added up money. Like, I'm not going to go through all that trouble.
We're not going to reach the cap. You could draft the highest paid player on each team, and you'll probably go over the cap, but we're not going to do that.
Yeah, exactly. But in terms of the money, it's not going to be a problem for Seattle either, as well as us.
So before we pick our teams, you think this team, after hearing some of these names, they're going to be pretty good?
I really do. I honestly believe they're going to be a competitive NHL team right out of the gate. And I'm not saying Stanley Cup final like Vegas did. That's unheard of. And that takes a lot of players overachieving, which you just can't count on that happening again. But they're going to be good. Definitely. I could see playoffs in their first year, for sure.
Absolutely. And for the Blackhawks fans watching this show, I'm going to read off the list of protected players for them. The Blackhawks decided to go with Henrik Borgstrom. They protected him. Alex DeBrincat, Brandon Hagel, David Camp, Patrick Kane, and Dylan Strome, and Jonathan Toews are the forwards that have been protected by the Blackhawks. That list is a little surprising to me. It doesn't match the list that I predicted in my article. So I'm a little surprised they went with Camp. There are some other guys that are unprotected, like Carpenter. I'm looking at the list now. It looks like Adam Gaudette is available, Brett Connolly. There are some okay forwards. But when I look at the defense, and they protected Caleb Jones, who they just acquired in a trade, Seth Jones's brother, Connor Murphy, and Riley Stillman. That list makes complete sense, but that means Dahan and Zadorov are available. And those seem like pretty good options for Seattle. The goalies they left unprotected were Colin Delia and Malcolm Subban, because as protected, Kevin Lankinen is the goalie. The Hawks list is interesting for sure.
Yeah, they have three defensemen who are on their entry-level deals, so they kind of lucked out with not having to protect them. And I don't know. I was a little surprised seeing Riley Stillman be protected. I'm not going to lie.
They're high on him, man. They like him.
I know.
Are there any lists? We could go over the Boston Bruins really quick, because I think, well, for one, they intrigue you to talk about. And the second reason I wanted to talk about them was because of the fact that they have a long list of available players.
They really do.
Longer lists of all the teams in the National Hockey League. So I'll let you read off the protected players.
Yeah, we were kind of right. We have Patrice Bergeron, Charlie Coyle, Jake DeBrusk, Trent Frederick, which I'm happy to see, Brad Marchand, David Pastrnak, and Craig Smith. And then the defense were so chalk. We knew that going into it. It would be their big three, Brandon Carlo, Matt Grizzlick, and Charlie McAvoy. And then the goalie is where we hope that they're just confident in Tuukka Rask not signing in Vegas if they do draft his rights. And they protected Dan Vladar, with obviously Jeremy Swayman being exempt on his entry level deal. So it scares me seeing Tuukka Rask's name there in the available list, but I don't know. We will see.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way that Seattle takes a player that is an unrestricted free agent, especially one that was going to cost a lot of money. Like, it's just – it doesn't seem smart.
It's almost like you're gambling.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you take Taylor Hall from the Boston Bruins, for example, it's crazy to think that they would – draft him in the expansion draft just for the possibility of him to come July 1st and be like, yeah, I'm not really feeling Seattle. I'm going to sign with the Edmonton Oilers. Or I'm going to sign with the Boston Bruins, my old team. It doesn't seem – so I really wouldn't worry about Rask too much.
I hope so. It's just, I don't know. I look at Rask a little different than Taylor Hall. Like, Taylor Hall still has a lot to do in this NHL. Tuukka Rask, a lot of people, I mean, he's, I don't want to say he's, yeah, he's getting older, but, like, he's dealt with a lot of injury things in the past few years, and I don't know. I just hope the Bruins aren't ready to move on for him if the price is right.
That's fair.
It scares me to see Rask more than it scares me to see, like, David Krejci, Taylor Hall, or even, like, from other teams' perspective, like Gabe Landeskog, Alex Ovechkin. Like, those guys, I would say those guys have a lot. But Tuukka Rask, I'm not going to lie, it scares me, like, that Seattle takes him.
I wouldn't let it. I know you're not going to listen to me, but I wouldn't let it. So there's no shot they take a guy who's going to be out till January with an injury that doesn't have a contract. No shot. 0% chance. Yeah, so the New Jersey Devils protected Jesper Bratt, Nico Hischier, Yanni Kuokkanen, Michael McLeod, Yegor Sharangovich, and Miles Wood, and Pavel Zacha amongst the forwards. And then the defense that they protected are interesting to me because it's Ryan Graves, Jonas Siegenthaler, and Damon Severson, who are all pretty good, but they're all, two of the three are like somewhat new to the Devils, and then they protected Mackenzie Blackwood, the goalie. I think it's a good list. It's a lot better of the list than they protected from Vegas, because the only player from their Vegas protected list that made this protected list is Damon Severson. Everyone else is gone. So
we're exempt.
Or, well, I'm talking on the protected lists.
Yeah. The only reason like Nico wasn't on the other protected list though is because
he hadn't played an NHL game yet.
Oh, that was the year they drafted him?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm thinking, yeah, I know you're going to get into your pick when we get to the Devils of our personal expansion drafts, but I definitely think that Graves and Siegenthaler are interesting protections, and then I fully expected Severson amongst the notable names, Nathan Bastian, Andreas Johnsson, PK Subban. What do you think about him being free?
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it's a bad pick for Seattle. What's up?
I was going to ask if you're thinking about that being your guy.
I'm honestly thinking about it. I honestly am, because, like, it's not – it wouldn't surprise me one bit for Seattle, especially to build, like, you know, a core of, like, veteran guys who kind of feel like they have something to prove, and that's kind of been PK. Like, he was really good. He's traded for – he was one of the best defensemen for us, like, in his prime, and, you know, gets traded to Nashville, and – a lot of he and hawing about who won that trade. And then he moves away from Nashville and it doesn't necessarily work out like he'd liked it to in New Jersey. And who knows, maybe he has something, he feels he has something to prove in the NHL, and looking at a fresh organization to be the face of like Seattle could be really good for both parties.
What protected lists surprises you the most?
There's really not any that I look at and I'm like super shocked.
Like for me, Nashville, they protected five defensemen and three forwards, and they left Matt Duchene and Ryan Johansson unprotected. So that's an interesting one for me. And then I look at a team like the Lightning, who also went the eight skater, one goalie route, and they protected Anthony Cirelli, Nikita Kucherov, Braden Point, and Steven Stamkos. And in order to save Eric Chernak, because we knew they were going to protect Hedman, McDonough, and Sergachev, to save Eric Chernak, they're going to allow other forwards to be exposed, like Andre Palat and Tyler Johnson and Alex Killorn. So, and then, of course, Andre Vasilevsky, the Conn Smythe Trophy winner, is their protected goalie. So it's definitely an interesting list on those two teams for me.
Yeah, I guess I got one for you, and it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. They also went the eight skater route, and the forwards they protected are Mitch Marner, Austin Matthews, William Nylander, and John Tavares. And then the four defensemen, TJ Brody, Justin Hall, Jake Muzzin, Morgan Riley, and then they protected Jack Campbell.
Yeah, protecting Campbell. I mean, Fred Anderson's a free agent, so.
I don't think he's necessarily a great goalie.
Who?
Fred Anderson. I've been saying it for years.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't been the last couple of years. There's no doubt about that.
I've been saying it since he left Anaheim, since Toronto went with him.
Well, you were wrong for 3 years.
I don't think I was.
Right now. What?
I don't think I really was wrong.
No, you were, because he was like top 10 in Vezina Trophy voting a couple times. And his first couple years in Toronto were very good, like very good. So like you were wrong. And now that you're right, 5 years later. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't look at it that way.
Are you ready for your expansion draft?
Yeah.
Your pick for the Seattle Kraken from the Anaheim Ducks. I'm going to write you in red and me in teal.
After looking at this list, I'm going with the first defenseman, and that is going to be veteran defenseman Kevin Shattenkirk. He's still got 2 years left. He's 3.9 hit.
We already disagree on this one. Yeah. I have the Anaheim Ducks losing Ryan Getzlaf, their longtime captain, borderline Hall of Fame player. That's who I believe the Seattle Kraken are going to take from Anaheim.
You do know Getzlaf is a free agent. He's a UFA right now.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if that's a guy that kind of that's a guy that goes against my thinking, just because he's an older player. He's not like a super duper star anymore.
Yeah, I got you. Guy I could kind of see that happening with as well. So as much as I want to say a goalie here in Antti Raanta, because Antti Raanta is really good, he's been hurt a lot. And he also is a free agent, so I'm not going to say the goalie. I think there's better options. I'm going to go with another defenseman in Nicholas Hjalmarsson.
Same thing with the free agent thing. Hope he doesn't retire.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that pick. I did take the goalie, Antti Raanta. I think he will be one of the goalies that the Seattle Kraken select, and we will see what happens there. The Boston Bruins.
Been saying it for a while now, and I'm going to stick with it. It just kind of – I'm not picking all defensemen here, but it just works out these first three teams. I have defensemen, and Jeremy Lauzon from the Boston Bruins. He would be a top six on every single team. I believe that.
I agree, and that is the first time in this expansion draft that we agree on our pick, because I am also taking Jeremy Lauzon from the Boston Bruins. Buffalo Sabres.
I want your opinion on their cap situation. We'll go back to their cap situation here. Do you think there's any way that they're pushed up against the ceiling of the cap?
Vegas or Seattle?
Yeah.
There's a chance. I think they'll have a little room.
All right, I'm going to go with Cody Eakin.
We agree again. I believe he'll be one of the only players selected in both the Vegas and Seattle expansion.
You're going to call him Mr. Expansion.
In agreement on that, the Calgary Flames, I think, could go a lot of different ways, but I'm going to make the first pick here. I believe, just so it doesn't look like I'm copying you the whole time.
Yeah.
Seattle's going to choose from the Calgary Flames their captain, Mark Giordano. I think that's a good veteran to have in the mix. And it kind of reminds me of like when Vegas took Derek Engelin. It's just like an older player that'll only be there for the first couple years of their existence. And it's pretty sweet to have a guy like that. So that's my pick.
I'm going with a guy who feels older than he is, actually. I got to do it. He's been on, what, 5 different teams now, and I just totally see it in Seattle. I'm going with my boy, Milan Lucic.
I already had yours written down before you started talking. It's an interesting pick. Carolina Hurricanes. There's a lot to unpack with them, but I think the answer's fairly obvious for me. I'm going with Nino Niederreiter.
I don't like that.
I believe Seattle's going to take him. He's a advanced statistic guru, and you know everyone likes having that guy on their team every place he's been. So
Cedric Paquette.
Very interesting. Dark, gritty forward.
Mm-hmm. I'm building a roster here is what I'm doing.
For the Chicago Blackhawks, I'm going to go with Calvin DeHaan. I think it would be so smart for Seattle to take a puck-eating defenseman like that. Just someone who could really be a good leader on the blue line. If they had Giordano and DeHaan as their top pair, I think it would be really good for them. And you know, you build from the goalie out, and they're going to have a good goalie, and they're going to have some good defensemen. So Calvin DeHaan's my pick from the Chicago Blackhawks.
I'm going with Vinny Hinostroza, the young Bartlett native.
Yep, he's a free agent, so they would have to get him signed. Next, the Colorado Avalanche. For me, from the Avalanche, I'm going to go with Jonas Donskoy.
Hey, we agree.
I think that would be a solid pick for the Seattle Kraken. Good veteran.
That's literally what I have as well. I was on the fence between him and Brandon Saad. But I like Donskoy in this situation. He was actually like fantasy worthy at one point this year.
Absolutely. And all we can do is take guys who kind of fit the mold of like helping build up a new team. And I think Donskoy does that. So the Columbus Blue Jackets, I think, is easy. For me, it's Max Domi.
Oh, we agree again. I thought you were for sure going to say someone else.
I mean, yeah, it's got to be Domi. You got to take the skill guy. Kind of mean, hard to play against, just a good player to have. You know, I'm probably going to say that like five more times before the show's over. It's good to have gritty guys like that who could be good leaders on a team. The Dallas Stars.
I want to go first here because there's no way you agree. I think they're going to gamble with Ben Bishop.
I actually wholeheartedly agree.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I believe Ben Bishop will be someone they consider, and he's always hurt.
But when he's healthy, like, we haven't seen this guy 100% healthy in a long time.
No, it was in the bubble. And he, like, got hurt in the bubble or right ahead of the bubble, and your boy Anton Khudobin took over and took them all the way to the Stanley Cup final. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see that. They're going to have three good goalies. I do think they could flip one of them. Like, if they take Antti Raanta and Ben Bishop, they might flip one of them. But I do think they will select one of them.
You have two goalies taken?
So far, yeah. The Detroit Red Wings have an interesting list. It's hard for me to see who they're going to take just because I believe Detroit's unprotected list isn't that good. But I'm going to have them take Vladislav Namestnikov.
Me too. I already had it written down.
You did have that one written down, huh?
Yeah.
He's a good player, but he kind of got screwed when he was traded away from Tampa Bay because he was so good with Stamkos. And then they replaced him with – I can't even remember what the trade was. Was it the Ryan McDonagh trade, I believe, which obviously all worked out for them. But, you know, he went back to the Rangers and didn't have the same success, and now he was on Detroit. So hopefully Namestnikov can be a force with the Seattle Kraken. The Edmonton Oilers, McDavid.
I was going to say they're going to work out a trade and end up getting McDavid.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Dominic Cahoon, the big kahuna, as Eddie Olczyk would call him. I think that would be a solid pick for them, too.
I'm going with a guy, I think he was he taken by Vegas? I'm going James Neal.
He was taken by Vegas.
That's who I'm going. He's the first, didn't he score the first ever goal for Vegas? First ever hat trick. He's got like all the first evers.
Yeah, he was a force in that first season for them.
Yeah, so I'm going James Neal again.
From the Edmonton Oilers?
Yeah, he kind of sucked on Edmonton there was like a span where he was really good, like an elite goal scorer, but then he like also then fell off to where he was obsolete. I think he gets a fresh start over in Seattle.
Yeah, for sure. It's a good pick. The Florida Panthers.
Vetrano.
You're going Frankie V, huh?
Yeah, Frankie V. I will not be surprised, though. I want to say this before you make your pick. If they go with Chris Drieger. I think Chris Drieger is a very good goalie.
He is a very good goalie. I do not think they're going to take him. I actually have another former Bruin. You have Frank Vetrano. I see them selecting Noel Achari. So that's a former 20-goal scorer that they could land. The Los Angeles Kings have a very interesting list. I think they played this great. Their best player that's unprotected is their goaltender, Jonathan Quick. But I'm not certain that Seattle's going to take a risk on Quick. I don't know about you.
I don't think so. I think there's definitely a better chance that they risk with Ben Bishop because – if Jonathan Quick is healthy, he might just be mediocre still. If Ben Bishop's healthy, you never know. Like, this dude is – we thought the world of Ben Bishop, and then it's literally just been injuries that kept him from being that guy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think the Kings are going to take Olimata.
Olimata, eh? Olimata. I have Andreas Athanasiou.
That's a good pick. I was between him and Mata.
Yeah.
Double A, as he is referred to. Their protected list is wild. Cal Peterson. Obviously, Drew Doughty and Kopitar make sense. Kempe makes sense. Protecting Brown is interesting. Brown feels like a guy who fits some of the other unprotected, aging former stars. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The Minnesota Wild no longer protecting Zach Parise and Ryan Suter because they are gone. There's some available forwards, though, that are pretty good for the Wild.
I'm going to go with Nick Bjugstad.
Very interesting. I like that pick. But as soon as I saw that Brad Hunt was available, my mind immediately went there, and that's who I believe Seattle will take from the Wild. This is where we get interesting. The Montreal Canadiens. Does Joey think they're going to take Carey Price, the superstar, all-time great goalie?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not, but there is another, like, I guess you can say, surprise. This guy is so good, and I think is still worth the money for an up-and-coming franchise who you don't know where they'll be within the next 5 years. There's 5 years left on this guy's deal. He's one of the best leaders in the entire sport. I'm going their captain, Shea Weber.
Very interesting, even though he's injured.
But when did you see this guy in the cup in the playoffs?
Yeah, he's like, there's retirement whispers about him, though. That's my only fear with him. And as a result, and I didn't take the goalie, Carey Price. I went with Jonathan Drouin. That's who I believe Seattle will take. I would be excited to see Drouin play for Seattle too.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
The Nashville Predators. There are two intriguing forward options that I think I wouldn't take anyone else other than one of these two. I think Seattle's going to take Matt Duchene.
I'm going to pick the other guy that you're thinking, but he's a free agent. I was thinking Eric Halla.
Oh, no, I was thinking Ryan Johansson as the other guy. I'm going with Matt Duchene because he's signed, he's fast, he could score. He's a little underwhelming based on, I think, some of his career early projections, but I'm sticking it out with Matt Duchene here.
Yeah, that's an $8 million hit.
Yeah. They do have to reach a certain cap percentage, though.
Yeah, I know, and I don't think that's going to be an issue for them.
They're going to have to take a couple expensive guys if they want to do it, and I think Matt Duchene will be one of them.
I'm on the fence between the two former Minnesota Wild and Eric Halla and Granlund.
Yeah.
But they're both free agents. They're both free agents. I'm going to go with Eric Halla. I'm sticking with my first gut.
All right. Also selected by Vegas.
Really? Well,
he was traded to Vegas so that they wouldn't take – or no. He was selected by Vegas. They gave Alex Tuch to Vegas in order to select Halla instead of one of their defensemen. So I think it's pretty crazy that Nashville's list looks like this at this point. I mean, they protected Cunning, Forsberg. That makes sense. Tanner Janot, that's an interesting protection. So definitely happy with my pick of Matt Duchene for the Predators. The New Jersey Devils, there's three or four names here that I think could go. It could be Nathan Bastian, Andreas Johnsson, Ryan Murray, or P.K. Subban, or Will Butcher. It'll be one of those, like not a single doubt in my mind. Merkley's name could come up, but I don't see it. I actually think Seattle's going to select Nathan Bastian. If I had to pick a Devil that I think is the most worthy of this selection to go get an opportunity there, it would be Nathan Bastian for sure.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I kind of alluded to it. I have P.K. Subban.
Well, that's a $9 million cap hit for a year to help Seattle reach their percentages.
Mm-hmm.
New York Islanders. I think they're going to select – I'm torn between Eberle and Bailey.
I was literally just looking at their those guys' contracts. I have mine. Jordan Eberle.
I agree. He will be headed back to the Pacific Northwest in both of our opinions.
And I actually thought he was really good. Like, think about in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, he was.
This dude was awesome for that.
No doubt about it. He was really, really good.
He says a lot to give, and at a five point something million dollar hit, like, I don't know if you can really beat that right now.
Absolutely. The New York Rangers have a very interesting list. I like the D that they protected. Hey, Jack Lindgren and Jacob Trouba. Mm-hmm. Protecting Georgiev because of the fact that Igor Shesterkin is exempt because of his contract. So I think the New York Rangers are going to select Colin Blackwell. Or Seattle's going to select from the New York Rangers Colin Blackwell.
I see bot Keith Kincaid is available.
He is. You got the cojones to pick him. What about Tony DeAngelo?
Hell no. Neither of those guys might sniff the NHL. DeAngelo has a better chance, I think, than Kincaid. I don't think Kincaid's a really good goalie.
No, DeAngelo's done.
You think?
Get that clown out of here.
I'm going to go with Anthony Bieto.
All right, that's a good pick, actually. We'll have to see what our good friend, we know he's watching, Jeremy, has to say about that, big Rangers fan. I'm going to move on to the Ottawa Senators. Very interesting list. I'm actually not sure how good this team is going to be, because I do think a turnaround is in sight for them. But the player I have them losing is Evgeny Dadonov.
The Donov?
Yeah, I don't say it that way because Jack Edwards is wrong.
I don't think he is. I'm pretty sure it's the Donov.
No.
Yeah, he like asked him.
I don't care. Dadonov himself is wrong if he said that.
How are you going to say he's wrong?
Just like that, he's wrong.
I think Ottawa is very tough for me, I'll be honest.
Yeah, because it's a list of bad players or like aging players like Artem Anisimov, Hawks fans might remember. He's available. Dadonov, obviously. Ryan Dzingel is an Illinois native. He's actually not from too far away. Matt Murray being available is interesting.
Yeah, Matt Murray's.
They want someone to take that contract so bad, but no shot it happens. Because it's not like Philip Gustafson is much better, but he's not signed for four more years at that price.
I got a guy. I'm going Chris Tierney.
Ooh.
I actually think that's a really good pick. I don't say so myself.
Yeah, not bad. The Philadelphia Flyers have an interesting name available. And there's two interesting names.
I think they're going to take the one that you're going to say.
I have two. It's either JVR or Jakub Voracek. And if I were the Seattle Kraken, I would take James Van Riemsdyk. James Van Hockey. That is my pick for Philly.
Well, we disagree because you didn't say the guy I was thinking of. I'm saying Shane Gostisbehere.
He stinks.
I can't back that yet.
Spare. He wasn't even selected on waivers. There's no shot. The Pittsburgh Penguins. I'm looking at a name here that I think Seattle would be foolish not to take. But I'll let you go first on this one.
I have my second of three goaltenders in Casey DeSmith. I think he could be the number one on any team.
Yeah, that's actually a really interesting pick going with the goalie, but I think that Seattle's going to go with a young forward, Zach Aston-Reese. He was left unprotected, and I just think it'd be smart to add a young player like that that could play bottom six, middle six, depending on who else they select in terms of forwards. So Zach Aston-Reese is going to be my pick. But moving right along to the San Jose Sharks. What do you think?
Oh, see, you're going to make fun of me if I just say, like, the cool former Bruins. But yeah. I really like Ryan Donato here.
Okay.
I don't even know if he's a free agent, so I'm just going to roll the dice and gamble here. I'm going Ryan Donato.
Interesting. I'm going to go with one that you probably would have never in a million years thought I would go, and that is Greg Patterin.
I thought you were going to say Patrick Marleau.
No. They got to shore up the defense. I think the options are limited with the rest of the teams. So with the San Jose Sharks, I would take the D there. What do you think about the St. Louis Blues? I think if we disagree here, I will be stunned.
Oh, you put the pressure on me.
Absolutely stunned. Like either you didn't see his name or...
I have two, but now I want to see if they're free agents because... That'll play a huge role in if these guys will get taken or not, right?
We think so for some guys and not for others. If they're younger, then, yeah, I think that makes a difference because I don't see like the younger in their prime free agents really considering signing with Seattle unless that's where they want to play.
This dude has a chance to be one of the best goal scorers for a franchise expansion team. I'm going with Vladimir Tarasenko. Is that what you were thinking?
Nope.
Is it Roberto Bertuzzo?
No, it is not. You know Roberto Bertuzzo.
Well, I was in the fence between Mike Hoffman and Tarasenko and Bertuzzo, and Hoffman's a free agent, so don't know about that. But Vladimir Tarasenko is, when healthy, one of the best goal scorers. He has not been healthy in such a long time. That's the only issue. But for a team like Seattle, why not?
No doubt about it, but I can't co-sign because I think they are going to take Vince Dunn. I will actually be borderline stunned if they don't.
You'll be stunned?
Sure will.
Vince stunned?
All right. Relax.
Yeah, I'm going Vlad. Come on now. This is Vladimir Tarasenko. This dude's a 40-goal scorer.
Not anymore. Tampa Bay Lightning, I got Yanni Gourde. I think he would be a great forward for them. I would say bottom six, but middle six for an expansion team, I think, is a better way to put it for Yanni Gourde.
I think Seattle's going to screw everything up. I'm going to say Pat Maroon.
Ooh.
And that's what I mean by screw everything up, because this dude is chasing his fourth straight Stanley Cup, and Seattle's going to take him.
I put $10 on them at plus 7,000 to win $750. So if they take Pat Maroon, that's a good step in my quest of seeing them become the Stanley Cup champions. Next team is really interesting, the Toronto Maple Leafs. I don't know.
It's tough.
Their unprotected list kind of sucks. But I think the answer is obvious. For me, it's Alexander Kerfoot. Good two-way forward that could kind of do it all. Drafted by the Devils, left them in free agency without ever playing a game for them. College free agency, played with the Colorado Avalanche. They traded him to Toronto. Now I think he's going to be selected by Seattle.
It's not that I was thinking Zach Hyman, but
yeah, Zach Hyman's a free agent.
Yeah. And
he's probably going to re-sign with the Leafs, though, if I had to guess.
You think?
Yeah.
Why does the name Joey Anderson sound familiar?
He was on the New Jersey Devils. They traded him to Toronto for Andreas Johnsson.
Yeah, I'm going to go with him.
The Vancouver Canucks, very interesting list. They're in a tough spot. So I think going forward, Thatcher Demko is their goalie of the future. And I believe as a result, Braden Holtby being selected, he will be one of the goalies selected by the Seattle Kraken.
That is first time in a while we've agreed. Because I have Braden Holtby as my third and final goalie being taken.
Very interesting. So you think they're only going to take three?
Yes.
I agree. I saw some people online picking like five or six goalies that they would take, and I just don't see it because why? The Washington Capitals, my guy is Nick Dowd. I think I'll go with him and try to make him a fourth liner or a third liner, depending on how Seattle lines up. So Nick Dowd is the pick for me.
I'm going with Brendan Dillon.
Big, mean defenseman.
Yep.
And then last, but certainly not least, the Winnipeg Jets. I'll let you lead off with your Jets.
Jordy Ben is a free agent, so
yeah, they're not going to take him.
Yeah, no. So, that being said, I'm going with Dylan DeMello.
We agree.
Really?
We sure do. That's what I had written down.
All right. And that concludes our mock draft.
Do you like, if your team was Seattle's team, would you like it?
Yes, I actually would very much like it. I am going to build a lineup with this team. I don't even know if it's possible, though. Like, we don't know with the whole signings and the money. Yeah. But what we should do is put up our teams and we should see, like, who has the chance to be better here and who gets more right.
Who of us do the fans think has drafted a better team?
Yeah, we'll put them up as, like, lineups. I actually really like my team. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I like mine, too. I mean, we both drafted good players, especially in the case of, like, Philly, Carolina. I'm looking at the Devils, the Lightning. We both gave up good players in each of those.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Kraken are going to have a really good team. Are they going to go to the Stanley Cup final? Probably not. But could they make it to the third round? If they beat Vegas in the second round, wouldn't surprise me. I mean, this team is going to be well coached. They have a smart GM, and the foundation seems great so far. So I like a lot of these players, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch the expansion draft. Make sure you're watching it on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So are you going to cry when a Bruin gets taken?
I'm expecting Jeremy Lauzon, like we said. If it is Tuukka-Rask, I will cry.
It is not going to be Tuukka-Rask. Okay. There is 0% chance.
Okay. I'll cry if it's like David Krejci too, though.
They're not going to take an aging unrestricted free agent. I would be stunned.
Yeah, no, I'm not really worried.
I'm on this show and say that I am stunned.
I'm not worried about that either. I'm more worried about Rask because I still think Rask has like got a Vezina in him. He's got a cup in him. I still believe that.
But he is injured. Why would Seattle take someone that can't play until January? That doesn't have a contract.
You're not wrong.
I mean, I just don't see it. I don't see it one bit.
Good. You're making me feel like more at ease because that'll put damper on things. We should count however many people we each get right, and whoever has more people actually taken from our lists gets a point and wins. We should put a wager on it or something.
The winner buys the loser a Seattle Kraken hat.
Deal. Love it. I want one. I actually already have one in my shopping cart. So
hat of your choosing, no more than $40. You can't choose like $100 hat, but like
they have $100 hats.
On I don't either. But
all right. So whoever gets more of their players taken by the actual Seattle Kraken, the loser gets a free hat.
There you go. Seattle Kraken. Take the players written in red. I'll send you over the list right now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? They're just like, yeah, we want Vinny to get the hat. So let's take Antti Raanta.
All right. I'm excited now. No, that just made it way more fun. I want
to. Me too. And I hope people get a hat. Like, this is a show for diehard hockey fans and all sports fans, and we want to bring that to the table. So make sure you're following along with the Seattle Kraken, and make sure you're following at Joey Parisi on Twitter. Joseph, enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Thank you.
And that was the Vinny and Joey special Seattle Kraken expansion mock draft. We had some discussion in there as well. It's going to be so interesting to see who Seattle ends up taking. If there's trades, if guys say, hey, we're going to give you this player so we could take that player and leave our other player alone. It's going to be so much fun to watch. So make sure everyone tunes in and watches Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central, the Seattle Kraken expansion draft. It's very exciting because you might remember a couple years ago when the Vegas Golden Knights drafted their team, everyone looked at it and went, that guy, Marc-Andre Fleury. And then they ended up going all the way to the Stanley Cup final. So I think the Seattle Kraken are actually going to be really good. One of me or Joey are going to get a hat depending on who picked more players correctly, which adds a little intrigue. And, you know, we'll be back to our regular scheduled time next Wednesday at 2 p.m. and you'll be able to find out who won the hat from one another. And I just think it adds so much to it. I wanted to give a special shout out on this show because of the fact that it's just me. And over the weekend, I had a very fun time hanging out with the people at the Barroom Network that showed up to our great director Aldo Gandia's house. It was so much fun. Thank you to him and his wife. It was a beautiful party. And then after, I went and hung out with my cousins. And I just want to give a special shout out to Frank, Jessica, Kayla, other Frankie, Joey, of course, my co-host, and everyone else that showed up, Nikki, all of you guys are my best friends, and you gave me one of the funnest nights that I could have asked for in the last couple months. It's been real difficult, so I'm thankful as all I could possibly put into words for you guys, and I hope you enjoyed today's show. It's been a blast, and right after the Seattle Kraken expansion draft, Friday night is the NHL expansion draft. My Devils will be picking number 4. So I really hope that they land a good player, and we'll be back to talk about it next week. So I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Thank you, and have a great day.